For the Love of Money, Eric Hillmonger and Black Female Reader by Intergalactic Fuckery. It was another poppin' night at Lux in L.A. All the ballers were coming out, they paychecks and life savings, drinks fully stocked, weed, smoke, legs, and ass was all hitting the atmosphere at once. It was damn near an aphrodisiac. Now myself, I was just a bottle girl of 6 months. No way my ass could get in some 8-inch stilettos and work a pole like some of these bitches here. I got in where I fit in, and that's how I liked it. All types of niggas would try to pull me on some weak shit. Hey, ma, you the baddest in here. Let me get table dance. Or a nigga from the VIP thinks he can buy a dance off of me. I did what I always do with that shit. Roll my eyes and kept it moving. Now some be on some entitlement shit, trying to grab on me, and then when security gotta get involved. I simply don't have the time to go back and forth with a nigga who got plenty of options to get a bitch dry humping on his ashy ass dick through his pants. None of us should be getting touched anyway. Club policy and everyone who comes here knows from jump. I walked in over to the bar and I was talking with the bartenders really briefly. Then I saw him walk in, as he always did. Right on schedule. I spoke under my voice with a club soda in my hand. No drinking liquor on shift. I forgot the bartender Tasha was in earshot of me.
Ooh, girl, but have you seen how fun he is?
I looked over at her with an indifferent facial expression. He's a regular like all the rest of them. How they look mean nothing to me. They all the same. Customers.
You buggin', because I wouldn't mind getting accustomed to sitting on that face of his.
I heard they call him Big Daddy Eric because they feel his cock when they give him a lap dance. So if it's true, his lap seems like a good place to be for show. She licked her lips. Well, I give no fucks about all that, I said. Then I heard my boss calling me.
Get over here. We need to talk.
I looked back at Tasha with a concerned look. She mirrored me and shrugged her shoulders. I walked over to my boss, Reggie, and looked up at his towering, semi-swole 6'8 frame. Yeah? I asked him.
Look, Rochelle called out last minute. We're severely short-staffed on dancers, so you gotta get on stage tonight.
I gave him the meanest screw face of my life. Excuse me? I responded in disbelief. I don't dance. I just pass bottles and take drink requests. He scoffed at me.
And if you want to keep passing bottles in this club, you better get on that stage tonight.
He started walking away, then I followed him in a panic.
Wait, what about Diana? She called out too.
Robin?
Her kid is sick.
Nicolette.
She on vacation.
Simone?
She out of town for a funeral.
Yolanda.
She quit last week. I know you never did this before, but I have no other choice. We need Tasha at the bar, so you it. You better get ready because you on a 15. This conversation is over. Get dressed in the back. Claudia will show you the way.
He slammed the door in my face. I then felt a burning on the side of my face like I was being watched. Sure enough, it was that guy. Eric looking right at me. I rolled my eyes and walked up. He slightly chuckled as if he was amused by my disinterest. I then saw Claudia. She led me to the back and gave me a brief tour. Then I took my seat where she led me to and helped me get dressed.
I see Big Daddy Eric is in the crowd tonight.
She struck up a convo. I rolled my eyes in annoyance. What's the big deal with him anyways? He always comes in at the same night at the same time. Is he like some mental controlling shit or something?
Claudia began to chuckle. Girl, he's just a man. He likes to be punctual and routine. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, he here on time more than me. That's creepy.
Claudia snickered.
Well, creepy or not, this nigga got deep pockets.
I'm talking about all these niggas are throwing ones at you. He throw a stack of C-notes at your feet.
I'd make him my best fucking friend if I was you.
She put me on as she fixed my hair.
You got a stage name?
Claudia asked. I looked up at her in frustration, then looked at myself in the mirror again. I don't know. Claudia started cracking up at my response.
What? I'm not creative with names.
Pick one out for me then, since you know more about me.
Claudia regained composure and cleared her throat. How about Creamy Delight? Because your skin is so soft and smooth. These niggas can't touch you, but they can use their imaginations.
She giggled. Then I sighed and looked up to her. Any advice for me? She placed her hands on her hips and tucked in her full bottom lip.
Find a spot that's not a customer and focus on that. And dance like nobody is watching and you feeling yourself. Kill off all inhibition and have fun with it. It's just dancing, not rocket science.
I nodded.
I'm gonna go let the DJ know your name and then you'll be out there in 5, okay?
Okay, I sheepishly replied. Damn, I'm really about to dance out here in front of all these men. If I didn't need to pay off my tuition and my mom's medical bills so bad, I would have straight walked out this bitch. Yet here I am, doing the one thing I swore I wouldn't do while working here. I took a deep breath and walked up to the stairs leading to the stage.
Stepping onto the stage for the first time in Lux, L.A., please get your wallets out for the sensual, enticing, and oh so decadent Miss Creamy Delight,
the DJ announced. Bed by Jacquees was playing, and I walked out into the interchanging but blinding lights. I sashayed my hips a little, then noticed myself in the mirror. I looked hot as hell. I was focused on that mirror like Claudia said and started dancing. I rolled my hips like never did before, grinding against the pole with my legs wide open. All kinds of men cheering and whooping and throwing their cash on me with no hesitation. Put me on a high. But I noticed Eric didn't throw any money my way. Then my focus shifted onto him. He's gonna cut me off that bread if that's the last thing I do. I was on the floor crawling towards his direction, which was right in front of me on the stage. I licked my lips in front of him, even felt myself up a little for him. But his hands stayed in his pockets. To add insult to injury, he got up and walked away. This nigga walked away from me? What the fuck was his deal? He didn't even change his nonchalant facial expression. I felt insulted for some inexplicable reason. I got up from the floor, grind myself against the pole some more, and left the stage as the song faded out. I was pissed. Even though I collected so much money, the fact that Eric dismissed me hurt my pride. I looked bad as fuck. Probably better than the regulars here. And he just walked off like that. Absolute nerve of this nigga. Claudia came rushing back to where I am. And I was still fuming over Eric's bitch ass.
Girl!
I can't believe that asshole was playing me like that. I cut her off.
Girl!
She tried to interject. Who does this nigga think he is? I protested.
Girl!
She increased her speaking volume. He ain't worth shit anyway, and he's not that fucking cute anyway. I crossed my arms.
Yo!
She yelled out, grabbing my shoulders. I came here to tell your simple ass that Eric didn't walk away from you because he was disinterested. Matter of fact, he went directly to Reggie and gave up $2,000 just for a private dance with you. That's 20 times more than usual. So you did something right. I looked at her in disbelief.
Are you serious right now?
I replied. Girl, yes! He probably waiting on you to come out. You better take that money and take him to booth 7 in the back. Only booth 7. I looked confused but nodded. Claudia took my hand and walked me out before she let me go.
Booth 7,
she whispered in my ear. She released my arm, Reggie signaling me to come over with Eric standing right next to him.
I'm sure you heard of Eric. He asked for your private dance. You can say no if you want.
But it'd be a shame, because you really did your thing out there. And I like you. Eric cut him off and licked his lips at me. I started getting wet at the way Eric was now looking at me. Yeah, I'd be okay to dance for Eric, I stammered.
Are you sure? I know this isn't your thing.
I nodded at him and then looked at Eric. Yeah, I'm sure. Come follow me. Eric gave Reggie a dap and walked right behind me. I felt his presence on me like an animal about to become prey. I tried to keep my nerves steady, but I kept getting excited at the fact he just dropped $2,000 on just me for a little dance. It was unbelievable. It was a little empowering. I took him to booth 7, and a chuckle came out of his mouth after we entered. I quickly turned around to face him and his eyebrows raised. Damn, girl, you're getting even finer in this light. He looked me up and down. Why, thank you, but why did you laugh when we got in this room? He walked over and closed the velvet curtains. Because all the dancers here know that booth 7 is the one where the security camera is broken. All the real money makers come in here to offer services to clients. He smirked.
So you mean they have sex in here?
I questioned.
That, amongst other things, yeah, he replied.
That's disgusting. Don't tell me that you think this is what this is, because it's not. I just came to dance. That's it. He let out a high-pitched laugh.
Nah, baby girl, I ain't never had to pay for pussy in my life, but I got friends that do, though.
You got shitty friends, I replied.
Well, not everybody can be me.
He shrugged his shoulders. I raised my eyebrow as I sat down in the crushed velvet seat. And who are you? He walked over, sat next to me, and looked me in the eyes with his baritone voice.
I'm just a nigga wanting a lap dance from you. That's it.
He ended the sentence mocking my voice, then laughed. I scoffed at him and rolled my eyes as I got up and started to dance. He looked at me with an animalistic lust in his deep brown eyes. They were drawing me in and I couldn't resist grinding on his lap. And the rumors about Big Daddy Eric were true. In fact, they might have been under-exaggerated. I hopped up as I felt his member against my ass. He looked up and chuckled.
Baby girl, don't be scared. It won't bite.
He bit his lip in the most cockiest of ways.
Keep dancing on me. I like the way you move on me.
I walked back to him cautiously and continue my dance. I got into a groove and led his hands to my waist and kept them there and grounded on him. The heat of his breath landed between my earlobe and my neck, getting me wetter than I was earlier.
He then was slowly sliding his hand down from my waist into my panties, revealing to him my moist core. "Oh, shit," he breathlessly replied. I shot up at this new feeling and broke our trance. "What are you doing?" I started panting. "My bad." He looked at his fingers, then me. "I'm not even supposed to touch you, but damn, you wet as fuck." I started to get pissed again and was about to walk out.
Wait, baby girl. Don't get mad.
What's your name?" I tell him. I spoke it with an attitude.
"I'm sorry. I got a proposition for you."
"Proposition? What is this, a business deal?" I folded my arms.
"Hear me out. I'll give you another 2 G's. This time, directly to you, because I know you ain't about to get the whole 2 G's I gave Reg."
I raised my eyebrows suspiciously. "And what is the catch?"
"Just get naked and dance for me again."
I became disgusted. "I told you, I am not a whore and I won't fuck for money. Hell no," I protested.
"I didn't say you had to fuck me. I just want you to dance on me naked, and I'm probably the reason you wet anyway, so I'll throw an extra grand if you let me take your clothes off."
"You an arrogant motherfucker, huh?" Staring at him with my hands on my waist.
"You bet your fine ass I am. Now, do you want this bread or not? Because I know a couple shorties that'll do more for less."
I was so pissed that he would even pick me off like that. I looked at him in defeat because of my financial needs. "Okay," I sighed. I walked over to him and he licked his lips at me. I sat across his lap and let him remove my bra that revealed my perky breasts with my erected nipples in tow. He let out a very short, deep moan in agreeance to the sight. He then traced his hands from the small of my back to underneath the thin lace fabric of my panties, gripping my firm, soft ass, and he hoisted me up to the side of the couch to remove my panties. He started with his hands, then when he got to my knees, he completed the mission with his teeth, then threw my panties to the side along with my bra. And this shit turned me on like a motherfucker. I was so close to reaching my peak without any penetration whatsoever. "I told you I'm not trying to fuck you." I breathlessly tried to protest his charms. He looked back at me in my eyes devilishly and grinned and said, "I know." He slapped the side of my ass and flipped me back over to my starting position on his lap. We locked eyes in that moment, and he softly said, "Dance for me, little mama." I went to work on his lap. My wetness was being transferred from me to the fabric of his pants. He tilted his head, fighting himself so hard not to touch me. I was starting to lose control over my body and my mind slowly but surely. I then laid my head back in between his chest and his neck. His heartbeat was so rapid, but soothing to me. I was still grinding on him, then looked back at him, and he looked up at me, and then out of nowhere, we were kissing on each other. I turned around on his lap, and his hand slipped under my neck, and his other hand was palming my ass as I continued to grind on him. I let out a soft moan for him, and he returned the favor and went straight for my neck. He was getting me wetter by the second, and we couldn't hold back anymore. He laid me on the side of the couch while kissing on me and started to play with my pussy. I gasped as silently as I could. He then got up and stared at my naked frame. I sat up and looked at him. "What happened?" I asked, panting. play with yourself for me," he requested with no forethought. "I'll give you another 500 if you play with your pussy, and another 500 on top of that if you let me beat off as I watch you." He slightly grabbed on himself. I blankly stared at him like a man with three heads. "What type of shit you own?" I inquired. He rolled his eyes at me. "Damn, girl, I'm getting tired of these questions. We ain't in class. You gonna do it or what?" He got a little annoyed. "Fine." I spread my legs full out in front of him and I started to play with myself. I saw him take off his shirt and reveal a studded chest. Then he unbuckled his pants and displayed his lengthy dick getting stroked by him. We locked eyes as we pleasured each other. I got off on him and he got off on me. We responded to each other through moans of pleasure and I came first. I was dripping cream all over the couch and my fingers were soaked. He walked over to me and tasted my juices and motioned my fingers into my mouth. With his dick still in his hands, mere inches from my pulsating vagina. "You want this, right?" He stared into my eyes. "Hey, yeah, yes I do." I was slurring over my words. I haven't consumed a single drop of alcohol that night, but I was too intoxicated by his aura to refuse him. Like he already knew the answer, but still asked for my permission as if there was a choice. He looked into my eyes as his face slid further from my face and down my body. My center was embracing its meeting with his mouth. But he stopped right above my clit and looked at me once more. "Don't scream too loud for me, okay?" My face grew puzzled as I thought, "Scream? Why the fuck would I do that?" He interrupted my train of thought by sucking the soul out of my body through my clit. I gasped loudly out of shock just as quick he covered my mouth with his free hand. He was still jacking off and the sound of it turned me all the way on. I arched my back with my hips lined with him. He removed his hand from my mouth and grabbed onto my breast. He started to moan into my body and the sensation made me gush all over his face in an instant. "Oh shit," I huffed. "I'm sorry, I never did that before." He wiped his face and licked his lips and tongue kissed me all with the wetness still on his mouth with no fucks given. "You good, ma? Size, you taste so damn good." He softly breathed into my face. "Bet your pussy feels good too." I felt his throbbing dick being slapped against my clit. "Hold on, baby." He got up and pulled out a Magnum condom. Then I quickly got up and snatched it from his hand. He raised his eyebrow at me. "Nah, baby girl, what you doing? I never hit without a head." I smirked at him. "I want to show you something." I got down on my knees right in front of him. Unwrapped my golden ticket and placed the condom between my teeth. With my mouth, I stretched the latex over his cock. I felt every vein on him about to pop as he grew excited to see what the fuck else I could do. "God damn, girl. Who taught you that?" He looked down in awe. I looked at him as I licked him from his balls to the tip and cupped his head with my whole mouth and sucked a little bit. Then he held my head back firmly. "You can do all that good shit later. I want that pussy fucked now." He commanded with such bass and power in his voice. It intimidated the hell out of me. "Lay on your stomach and get that ass up," he demanded. I got up and he slapped my ass. "Hurry the fuck up. I don't have time to waste with you. I gotta leave soon." He pushed me onto the couch and grabbed a chunk of my hair and forced it down and spread my legs. So far, I thought I was gonna cramp. "Shit,"
I exclaimed as he rubbed himself in between my sensitive folds. He started laughing at me. Fuck you laughing at me, nigga. I looked up at him.
I ain't even inside you yet. You could barely handle it. I'm about to do some damage. I'm not stopping once we start, so you think you can take it?
I was insulted.
You ain't the only nigga I fucked in my life. Don't get cocky.
He leaned over my compromised frame and whispered in my ear in a hoarse baritone.
You could have fucked 1,000 niggas in your life, and not a single fucking once could it ever be like me. Fuck you like this.
He slowly entered me and I gasped in disbelief of his girth.
Spread that ass.
I'm sorry. He said, spread that ass. I want to hear all that shit you were talking while you take it deep. I obey him and put both my hands on my ass and spread my cheeks. Ah, I exclaimed in agony. I then felt a pillow hit my head.
What I tell you about that screaming shit? Bite the pillow and shut the fuck up.
Sorry, I moaned as he continued to pummel me.
Shit, you so tight and wet as fuck. God damn, take it all, baby girl.
He pumped harder as I adjusted to him inside me. I gripped the fabric on the couch as hard as I could without breaking my nails. And I'm biting the pillow so hard, I probably rip it apart with my teeth alone.
So deep. Fuck me up, Big Daddy Air.
I breathlessly moaned. He obeyed my command and went faster. Then he grabbed my hair in the other hand, slapped my ass, and was gripping my waist for dear life. I felt myself building up another climax. He was so merciless with me and my body, but that turned me on like no one else could.
You like it when daddy gives it to you rough, huh?
Yes, I moaned.
You gonna come for me right now?
Oh, fuck. Yes, Eric. Shit. He now had both my hands gripped firmly on my waist as he pounded me. I'm shocked we weren't caught by security yet. This was so wrong, but it was so right. I heard his moans from the back, and then I released myself all over him, and he pulled out.
Turn around.
He motioned the command with his finger, and I obeyed him and looked up at him. He was hot, sweaty, but a sexy-ass mess. His dreads were all over his face, and his bottom lip almost disappeared as he bit his lip, looking at me, anticipating his re-entry inside my body. He looked down at me, mirroring his facial expression.
It's always the stuck-up bitches that are freaking got the best pussy, he stated.
I'm not stuck up, I cooed at him.
Cut the shit. You didn't even want to dance out there.
I've been watching your fine ass do only one thing in this club, and if I wasn't paying you, you probably wouldn't even speak to a nigga like me.
They probably told you I got deep pockets, right? That I throw stacks and not ones like the mother bumps out there.
I stammered. Just tell me you only doing this for the money.
Because where I'm going doesn't allow for Klingons. I just need to know. You're not trying to make this more than this is.
I looked at him in his eyes.
I'm only doing this for the money, I replied.
He nodded, then bit his lower lip and entered me slowly.
Oh, shit.
My body turned into putty for him. He looked at me like a piece of meat that he just began to feast on.
There you go,
he said in a rough tone. I felt on his studded chest and he swatted my hand away, and somehow my legs and ankles were behind his head as he digged at me deeper. Come for me, I hissed at him. My words hit him like venom.
I'll come whenever I fucking want, however I fucking want.
He quickly scanned me up and down,
and wherever I fucking want. So you ain't telling me to do shit. He huffed in my face.
Oh, really? I licked lips at him as I slid off his cock.
Fuck you about to do?
He looked confused.
I got on my knees. About to. I spread his legs. Make you. I slid the condom off of him. Come for me.
I licked my way up from his balls and began to suck him off. Old boy couldn't fight it if he tried. His whole attitude changed instantly. He very gently stroked my hair as I choked on him, and his other hand was rubbing between my legs. I came up for air and we were staring into each other's eyes.
Please don't stop.
He stroked my face. I licked his shaft and filled my mouth with him again.
Now I was staring at him as I continued. Oh, fuck, girl. You want to watch me, huh?
He grabbed onto my hair and pushed me deeper.
Concentrate, baby.
He breathed. I relaxed my throat more and went lower.
Oh, fuck yes.
He hissed, and his grip on my hair tightened.
Shit, right my face, baby girl.
I got up and grabbed the spit coming out of my mouth and rubbed it on his dick as I got ready to face fuck Eric.
Nah, you gonna keep sucking this dick, mama.
He growled intensely. I flipped my body over and arched my back till my lips grazed his pulsating cock. He wasted no time spreading my ass and eating the fuck out of me. I worked, put in work straight after he did, and I was taking him all in at once. He moaned deep inside of me, and my juices ran straight down his mouth. The sound of him having me on his face made me pleasure him even harder. He smacked my ass so hard my face popped up from his lap.
Oh, my bad, baby.
He chuckled. I looked back at him, then grinned, and went back to work. I knew he was close to his peak. His grip on my thighs tightened as his motions with his tongue became more sloppier and labored. He released one of his hands and pushed it on my head further down his shaft. I began to gag in pleasure. He let me catch my breath as my saliva drowned his dick and kept flowing out of my mouth. I stroked him with my hands as he repositioned me onto his face. He jiggled both my cheeks and pushed me off of him.
Get on your knees.
He ruggedly breathed. I obeyed him as he started to stroke himself. I licked my lips and hastily began giving him head again. His moans started to become a whimper. He was getting weaker. Weaker for me, and I want to capitalize the fuck out of this moment.
Ah, fuck. Fuck.
He was losing all sense of control and he couldn't resist me anymore. He yanked himself out of my mouth and in full force he came all over my face and worked his way down to my breasts. There was so much of him all over me that even he marveled at the sight.
Oh, shit. Never came like that before. Goddamn, girl. I might come back for you.
I giggled at him, then licked him off my lips and swallowed him down as I enjoyed his cream all over my chest, and I licked my breasts. He grabbed my face with his index finger and his thumb and looked directly into my eyes while biting his lips.
I taste that good?
I could only nod in response. Then he let my face go and I cleaned myself off. I sat on my knees and was getting dressed as Eric was. So where are you heading after this? I inquired. He furrowed his brows, looking down at me.
Well, if you must know, I'm flying to Africa in the morning.
He fastened his belt and grabbed his shirt. I raised my eyebrow in interest.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
I've always wanted to go to the motherland. I wish I could go with you. I bet it's so beautiful. He smirked softly at me, and I sat on the velvet couch, tracing random patterns of the carpet. of the fabric. Oh, maybe one day I'll come back and take you. I honest to God wish I could stay, but it's been fun, baby girl. He walks over to me and kisses me on my forehead. Hands me the money he owed. You have family out there, at least? I asked as he was walking out. He paused and slightly turned his head towards me. Yeah, it's more like a little family reunion. Then he walked out the room. Oh, listen, I don't have much to add to this one. I honestly don't. I cracked up so much doing this. I wish I would have just recorded my reactions while preparing to read each segment of this. When I read these fics, I definitely break them up into segments because I need to give my voice a break. I want to try and read each story as fluidly as possible without mess ups, but mess ups happen. Sometimes I decide to keep them in, sometimes I don't. On this one, I decided I just had to keep in when I was laughing and stuff like that because this is the kinds of fanfics that bring the child out of me. When it is so blatantly smutty, I can't take it. I can't take it. Oh gosh. But the reason why I chose this fic to read is because this is one of the first fics that I have read. This is one of the first fics that I've ever read for Black Panther that I remember when it first came out and started looking into that whole category of things. This is one of the first Black Panther fics that I've ever read. It took me out then, and it still takes me out to this day. To this day. It shakes me up. Man, I honestly think I have a thing, I'm not going to say kink, a thing about boilers deciding to throw stacks at you because they interested in you. Now listen. Some would call this prostitution. I wouldn't say that necessarily. especially if that's not your career. This girl, this scenario, it's not part of her career. She's not a prostitute. It just so happens that she was dancing at the club. Okay. Everyone else was busy and they needed someone to be off of the bottle service and on. Right. Let me back up, actually. She wasn't a dancer. She's a bottle girl. You know, looking cute, passing out the drinks. Everyone was called out, so they needed a dancer. She did that. You know, Eric comes in. He's fine. He's cute. Anyway, she'd been feeling him when he walked in. She knows a fine man when she see one. But, you know, she was on the clock, so she's got to do what she's got to do. Then just so happens, coincidences kept lining them up together to the point where they went to the VIP section and let it do what it do. I mean, and, you know, he's in a place of business, it's only right that he, you know, keeps track of the money to, like, in the end, what did he give? It was $2,000 to take her back there that he gave to Reggie. Another $2,000 for him to have her strip and dance naked. $500 for her to play with herself, and an extra $500 to let him beat off as he watched her, which, wild. So he's dropping $5,000, you know, and hey, $3,000 directly going to her under the table, you know what I'm saying? And then whatever else she gets off of Rich, but he's putting $5,000 on this whole situation. And if you got it, hey, you cute, hey. It's all good. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. But man, this is one of, like I said, one of the first fics that I've ever read. And it is still wild and crazy just thinking about Eric being a regular at this club. Like, how many other girls got into this situation with him? That's the thing. You think Eric got the time to be going to the club? He say he don't have to pay for pussy, but he got friends that do. But you a regular up in here, and you knew Booth 7 was the one with the broken security camera, and things go down in Booth 7, but you don't pay for pussy. But you put $5,000 on her just to see her pussy. I don't. You know, there's holes. There's holes in this scenario. But I'm not putting it on the fault of the writer. Never, never, no, no. I'm putting it on the fault of Eric. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He is a deceit. He is lying to reader. Ain't no way. It's like, no. If we weren't so digmatized in this moment, I would have questions. It's like, oh, so he's here, always punctual and on time to come to this club. But he knows this and this and this and this. But he never had to do that, though. You know, I see. That's why he went over to Wakanda and got his ass beat. That's fine. Because you got some and you got money for your bills and for your mama's health and health hospital bills. You live to see another day and work at the high class Lux Ballers Club and all that. Whatever. But yeah, this was just another freaky Eric fic. It's just, I see this theme a lot too of Eric being in the club, at strip club. And of course, dropping stacks because, you know, he lived that life to earn them racks. And yeah, just finessing a girl at the club, taking her to the back and having a thing. It just always works out with him because he's Eric and he's sexy and it's all, everything falls into place. It just always falls into place. You know, hey, can you blame them? Can you blame them? But I blame Eric because he's a liar in here. But it was still a good time, so I guess I won't hold it against them. Anyway, I think that's all I got to say about this one. It's long. I apologize as in an afterthought for how I read this. Because I definitely broke up on some parts. Oh, man. Him, I think I might have cracked up when it's like, what, like, I kind of want to see, like, What took me out? Of course, him saying he can come however, wherever, whenever. Oh, what she was. I liked the part where the reader was like, you gonna come for me? Sis was done. She was like, I'm sick of this. I am writhing over here. You're going to come for me. Okay, I'm gonna give you this throat and you're going to come for me. Eric like, uh-uh. It's like, yeah, you got good mouth, but yeah, turn that ass around. We can still go for more. Eric got rounds. He's got rounds in him, and you just gonna have to take that ride. He said, ooh, that was another thing. As soon as they were about to begin, he was like, once we start, ain't no stopping. That's a warning. If I heard that as a warning, I have to think about Do I need my earth shattered today? Do I want my world rocked today? Do I feel like being demolished? Are my walls clear for demolition? I don't know. I would be a fool in this type of situation. I would be cracking up. I would be clammed up. But them dollars talk, and he was fine. So that's the moral of the story. I'm going to leave it at that. Take with it what you want. Another goodie. So good. I hope y'all have a good evening. Protect yourself and each other so you can come on back here and enjoy this smutty goodness, this fluffy goodness, this angsty goodness, all this plot goodness. Okay? We here enjoying all of it at the same time. At the same damn time. Okay, let me get out of here.